It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Here we are together again, neighbors. Mm-hmm. I stopped by Elsie Neal's shop when I went home last night, and she showed me a film that I thought was so interesting, and she allowed me to borrow it so I could show it to you. It shows some towers and walls that a man in Los Angeles built all out of junk. Yeah, pieces of old cars and broken dishes and all sorts of things. Let's just show it on picture-picture. You can see it. The man's name is Simon Rodilla. And I'd just like you to look at it and remember while you look that what we see is what one person made of leftover things. It has a certain beauty of its own, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To think that he made that of pieces of junk. Do you have anything at your house that you ever use, any leftover things that you use to make other things with? Come on out to the kitchen. I often keep a few. Few things that I don't take to the recycling center, just to use myself. You know, things like that. I think I'll just put them together somehow. Look. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. You see, I think I might just make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you. And everything I do, oh, I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Look at that. Make our own tower out of leftover things. There's a telephone. Let's see who it is. Coming. Hello. Hi, Elsie. Oh, yes, I showed them the film already. Yeah, I was just making my own little tower. Cake pan? Well, I might. Yeah, well, I'll bring it over if I do. Fine. Yeah. Miss McFeely? Oh, good. We'll try to come over then. Bye-bye. Elsie Neal saying Mrs. McFeely's there and they're working on some kind of miniature rock garden. They need a cake pan. Oh, here's an extra one here. Sure, we can give them this one. We'll leave this here till we come back. A little food for you fish. Hungry fish. Let's go to Elsie Neal's craft shop. I'll take the film back to her. Come along.
Here you are, Bob.
That's very nice.
Do you want me to wrap it for you?
No, I'll be wearing it.
Well, hello, Mr. Rogers.
All right.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Bob, how are you?
Busy day.
Elsie.
See our new shirts. We'll be playing in these in just a short while.
Oh, great. For all the Dixie travelers?
That's right.
Yes, the other three travelers picked their shirts up earlier.
I see. Well, good luck to you in your new shirt.
Thank you very much.
Give everybody my best.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye, Bob.
That man really must have worked a long time in collecting all that stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he took many, many years.
Thank you, Elsie, for showing us that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, let me see what you have.
You know what this is, Mr.
Rogers?
Beauty?
Is it a rock garden?
A rockery. That's what my grandmother used to call it, a rockery. We used to have them when we were very small children, and I asked Elsie about them, and she's been showing me how to make one. And I'm going to take this one over to David. I think I'm finished, Elsie.
Oh, it looks great.
That's what you need the pan for, huh?
This is what we need this pan for.
We're really in the mood today.
Boy, is that a beauty.
They're all simple things, and any child could find one somewhere near where they live. A few rocks, a few weeds, some sand.
Could we build one?
Certainly we can.
I'm going to rush this one right off to David. I think that he'll love to see it.
Mrs. Speedy Delivery, huh?
Well, in a way. You have to be speedy sometimes, you know.
Have a good day, Mrs. McFeely.
Bye, Mrs. McFeely. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Now, we can get started. First, you can pick out some interesting rocks.
You want them flat on the bottom, is that it?
Well, all sizes. Let's try some different textures.
Okay.
How about another large one? If you pick out another large one and...
How about that one down there?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is very heavy.
I think we'll use this as our base. Put that in there. How's that? Let's find an angular one. About like that. And we need one more interesting rock. How about one with a lot of textures in it?
Some of this?
A little larger. Let's try a little... Oh, that's good. I'll put this one up in here. One there. How's that?
Looks like a little mountain.
All right. Now we have some more rocks in here, some smaller ones. We'll scatter them down for a little drainage. We have to plan a planting area.
I see. Well, it's really like a garden, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Let's put some other dried vegetation in it. Make it a little more interesting. How does that look? Let's try to make a tree on a mountain. How's that?
Looks good.
If we can keep it in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make it stand up straight. Whoops. We'll put that one in a little later. Let's get the
Does it have to be straight?
I don't think so. That's fine. It'll have an interesting angle. Let's put some of this sand down. Your planting area.
What are these in here?
They're seeds.
Oh. Be all right to put some of them in?
Yes, Jess. Let's level it out. How does that look? Is that coming along?
Great. Yeah, look at the seeds.
Mm-hmm. And you can plant them in wherever you want.
You mean this will grow right here in the sand?
Yes. And we can add some more little green things. These are some of the edibles. Put a little parsley down in it to add a little color.
And after a while, these things will sprout up like that?
Yes, as soon as we add water to it.
Need some sun. And some time, I guess.
Yes, a little time. Yeah. You have them all planted?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to add the water. You can water your garden.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Could I use some of these?
Oh, pine cones, certainly.
Could make them like little trees.
Oh, they look very nice.
A little sand around that one.
If you can add the water to your planting area. You know where you've placed your seeds.
Okay.
If you pour it right on, then we'll cover them over with some more sand.
Oh, all right.
You can fill it up. I think it's going to take more water than that. You can just pour it on because we're going to cover it with more sand.
Okay.
You want a little more water?
You need it all over the lot here.
You can.
Oh, doesn't that look nice on the rocks? Look at that.
It brings out all of those colors in that rock.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
That's fine. And I'm going to start covering it with more sand so that they're not exposed. See? How does that look?
I think it looks beautiful, like a miniature mountain.
Here we are.
Well, you're welcome to that tray. I don't need it.
Well, thank you.
This cake pan here.
And we can wait and see what happens and watch the seed sprout.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will probably want to buy that before they're ever sprouted.
I hope they will.
Thanks for letting us see that film and for showing us this rockery.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a good day, Elsie.
Thank you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a fine thing people can make. With some rocks and sand, or you could use dirt too, and different kinds of seeds or shells. You know, any little garden with rocks could be a rockery. Have you noticed this painting? You could take a careful look at it. It's painted by a man whose name was Van Gogh. Yeah. It's called harvest. You know, farmers plant many kinds of seeds, and the rain waters them and they grow. That's a farm. Why don't we make believe that the potato harvest festival is today, and Lady Elaine is getting her brown sugar syrup in bottles ready to go. Chef Brockett and Mr. McFeely and X could be helping her. All right? Let's use picture for our make-believe today. The Harvest Festival.
There it is. fill it up, boys.
Thank you.
That's it. Gonna have free samples for everyone.
Okay, that's about it, Chef Rocket. Just a little more, and we're all set to go.
Hurry up.
One.
Syrup. Good idea, isn't it? Free samples for everyone.
Oh, the neighbors are gonna love your brown sugar syrup, Lady Elaine.
I've never made a hurry-up, speedy delivery. Hurry-up syrup, speedy delivery. This cart is certainly different from my bicycle. Okay.
Ready for another.
Okay, next bottle coming up. I'm doing my part.
There you go.
That's right, Lady Elaine.
Pour it in through the funnel and down it goes.
A little more.
To the bottle.
More.
Hurry up, syrup.
There, that's about it. There we go. On with the cap.
Hey, you're good at that, Chef Brockett. Really good at that, I'll tell you.
Ready for the next one? Hurry up, syrup. Next pan.
Looks like a little cap, too, doesn't it?
One more. Hey, this is the last one. The last bottle coming up.
Oh, boy.
Do we have enough left?
Yep.
This brown sugar syrup. I'm mighty glad I thought of it.
A little more. That's about it.
Boy, all this help. Why, we're partners in this business, aren't we?
We've all been through a lot together this week.
Boy, you can say that again. Boy, I never thought there would be syrup yesterday. Not from an oak tree, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry about all those buckets on your tree, X.
Well, it's a good thing you took them all down.
I learned a big lesson through all this.
Hey, that was the last one. I guess we're ready to go to someplace else now.
Great. I'll meet you there. Harvest Festival, here we come.
She really knows how to travel, doesn't she?
She sure does, and I have all these syrup samples to pass out.
Yeah, and I'm going to help dig potatoes in the field.
And I'm going to make a lot of waffles at the windmill.
A waffle? With syrup on it? And eating it. Okay, let's go.
That's the last potato from my basket, sorted and dried and dumped, and the fields are still full of potatoes. What a harvest.
I'll say, Well, according to my latest count here, the 723rd potato just went by.
723 potatoes?
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest crop we've ever had.
And a lot of the neighbors are still out in the fields.
This must make you feel really good to have such a nice harvest, you farmers.
Hee-haw, it's a good feeling to have good friends.
And here comes one now.
Oh, yes. Miss Polificate coming.
I haven't had such a good time in all my life. How many do you think we have now, Harriet?
Well, let's see. We had 720, 723 at the last count.
723.
And with all these, I'll bet we go over 800.
800?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's still a lot more to be dug up out there. Oh, you ought to see everybody working. I'm going back. I tell you, it's a real team.
Yeehaw, teamwork gets the job done.
Right.
And we want you to join us at the windmill for waffles and syrup.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll see y'all later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Who said syrup? Who said syrup?
I did, Lady Elena. I'm on my way to the windmill.
Well, I just came from there, and the place is really coming to life.
Jeff Brockett and I are going to serve the waffles. Let's go.
Okay, now you're talking, sweetie.
Well, we'll be there in just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, there come the Dixie Travelers.
Oh, good.
Hey, man.
I just love them.
How about playing something before you go in?
Sure.
Good.
Oh, terrific.
Okay, Harriet.
Isn't it?
Yeah, let's all go to the windmill now for the Harvest Festival. Come along.
Let's go, boys.
Yep.
Imagine what it will be like, that Harvest Festival, inside the windmill. We could even pantomime it. Yeah, you know, just consider that one of Lady Elaine's bottles. And this could be a plate. Pour it on the... Take it to the kitchen table. Pour the brown sugar syrup onto the waffle. Mm-hmm. Would you have some waffle? There. Have our own harvest festival together. What about this? Could make different things with these same leftover pieces. Oh, look in here. Look in here at the bottle caps. See them? Yes. You might want to make something that is like a house instead of a tower. You could have people in the house. Oh, all sorts of things that you can do. Yeah. Oh, I better put these away. And yours would be great because it would have your ideas that made it. My fish, you know, in most families, there's a special day each year called Thanksgiving. And that's like a harvest festival. You know, people giving thanks for what they have. Some people say their thanks. Some people sing it. You know, they might sing something like, "Thank you, God, for food to eat and families and friends to love. We love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you." That's true. I must be going now. But it gives me a good feeling to think that we'll be able to visit again together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends, and I like you just the way you are. I'm thankful for you. Goodbye.
Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.